Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory, no filter, very censored. If you haven't been sailing, if you haven't been out on a ship, a boat, any kind of boat or any kind of ship, it could be a yacht. And shout out to my yacht peeps out there. You know who you are. You know who you are. Well, and I definitely don't want to hear an excuse for, I don't want to hear excuse to not actually try if you're capable, if you're able to experience being on a ship, being on a boat, being on something that goes out in the water. It can be a rowboat. Try it. Do it. You will thank me later. But I don't want to hear the excuse that you can't swim. Hey, look. I'm not going to say I'm the world's greatest swimmer. Far from that. I can't do the backstroke. Can't do the dog paddle, can't do the breaststroke, and can't do any of that. You know what I can do? I can tread water. I can tread water extremely well. I can come to the top and just tread. I can tread like a fish. If fish were able to tread like I tread, they would say, "You are the best. You're number one. You are the top treader ever." So I can tread water. Easy, simple, no problem. I can swim as well. I can swim extremely well underwater. Underwater swimming, good to go. Champion at it. All that other stuff that I mentioned before, not so much. Swim underwater, tread water, float, definitely can float. You can't float, might have to reevaluate things, might have to scratch out some of those obscure things on your to-do list and put learn how to float as number one. Learn how to float is something to do this year. Actually, it should have been part of your New Year's resolution. You know, New Year's resolution. Something that you wanted to get done. Something that you wanted to do. If it's not on this year's New Year's resolution, if you never thought about it, if you can't float, and it's something, put it number one. Put it number one on the to-do list. Add it to your New Year's resolution for the next year. I'd suggest do it sooner, do it earlier. However, just get it done. Por favor, please, s'il vous plaît. Anyway, not knowing how to swim shouldn't be an excuse for not attempting an experience to be out in the water by any means or by any means. It can be a rowboat, it can be a regular boat, it can be a sailboat, it can be a yacht, it can be a ship, it can be any means of flotation. Granted, I'm not gonna put my stamp of approval on a raft. Not just yet. Maybe if you get some supervision, some professionals with you, or if you're a professional yacht. Scratch that. Are you a professional raft person? That's what I actually meant to say. Yeah, if you're a professional raft person, I don't know what they call you. But for now, we're going to say graph person. If you that, hey, go for it, do it. But then again, you don't have to put this number one on your list. You don't have to add to-do list, any of that, because you obviously been out on the water, right? Because you the raft person. So this is to my non-water people. Raft, get some supervision. And you might want to get some supervision with the other means as well. Other means as well. Because I went out with a sailboat. Me and peeps sail. And as I say, I'm not the world's best swimmer. And there was at no point, there was no point in being out where I ever thought that I was gonna, you know, drown, or there was never a point where I thought that something bad was gonna happen, that I was going to end up needing to swim. That doesn't mean, though, that there was never a point being out where I was terrified, because there were several points when I was out there on a sailboat where I was terrified, extremely terrified. And it wasn't because I was so worried or stressing about, man, I might have to swim. Man, I might have to swim for a long time because we are very, very, very far out. No, it wasn't any of that. I sort of wish it was that simple. I wish it was that easy to a certain degree, to a certain extent. Because if it was like that, then I'd be like, okay, I can float. I can tread water. I can swim underwater a short distance. But no, this was something more serious, more drastic. Definitely something that kept me up at night. Well, that night kept me up at night. And being on a sailboat, there's a job requirement. Everyone on the sailboat have a specific job to do to get the sail and you know, boat up and running and stuff. Yeah, you gotta work. You gotta do. It's a certain job you do. I'd suggest maybe you should take a class. If you can't take a class, pick someone's brain, not necessarily actually or literally pick their brain, but get some knowledge from them. Use their interwebs, the Google machine, some way figure out, or just have an inkling of what the different roles and the different jobs are going into it. Just have a clue. I didn't have no clue going in. I had no clue going in how it was going to be, the work, the requirements, any of that. No clue. But I'm with my peeps, yo. My peeps. So my peeps did explain and show me the different jobs and kind of pointed it out. But there's nothing like knowing what you're getting yourself into before you actually get thrown to the fire, thrown to the wolves, and just, hey, it's showtime. But I don't know my lines. I don't know my lines. I just got my lines. Don't know my lines. And improvising, it works. Trying to remember certain things, it works. There's nothing like being prepared and knowing before you go get involved. But I was after the first, I don't know, 30 minutes to an hour, I picked it up. I was fine with the different jobs, the different roles I was doing, because you sort of get the hang of it. But it would have been far, far, far better if I would have knew what I was getting myself into before I started. Before. Then it got to the point where I was getting my shot at to be the big shot. I was getting my shot to be the captain. I was giving my shot to actually drive the boat. I mean, I am the man. I get to drive the boat. I get to drive. That's like a double-edged sword. That's like a win-lose situation. I'm winning because I'm driving. I'm losing because I really don't know what I'm doing. I really do not know what I'm doing. And it's not something that you really can wing it. That's not something that you really can improvise. That's not something where you can just say, I'm gonna let the chips fall where they may. I'm just gonna do whatever. Go with the flow. And see, that's the thing. You are going with the flow. You're not necessarily in control. You are just making sure your main job is to limit the damage. Well, that's my take and that's my conclusion. Because it's a sailboat. Sailboat. The wind. Yeah, the wind. So you have to turn the sails different ways, and I'm probably screwing all the sailing language up, and that goes to show you my knowledge base on that. Exactly. And if you go a little too far one way, everything just turns the wrong way, and then next thing you know, your boat just doing wheelies. Or not necessarily wheelies. Your boat's just making a circle. Then you try to overcorrect or try to correct too much one way, and then you want to go one direction, and then you go in the actual opposite direction that you want to go, and then you're trying to turn it. Trust me, I experienced all of that. I just couldn't keep it straight. And when I was able to keep it straight, the wind gods decided, you're having too much fun right now. You're keeping it straight way, way, way too good. You're like a pro. You can't be a pro. You haven't went to the class. You haven't went to the school. You don't have these years upon years under your belt. You can't be looking like a pro. So the wind changed. Mm-hmm. And when the wind changed, got to compensate for that. And if you don't know what you're doing, and if you turn a little bit too much one way, you turn a little bit too much the other way, next thing you know, you're going the wrong direction. And it would have been okay, cool, because if we were the only boat out there, we were the only ship out there, and we were the only ones out there, that would have been cool, because there's nothing to worry about. Just don't hit a buoy. Just don't run aground. Good. However, there were other ships. There were other boats. There were other people. I wasn't alone. We wasn't alone. And imagine just sailing and being the captain and sailing for the first time. And there are other obstacles that you have to factor in. Not only that, you're new to driving. Not only that, all of this is so foreign to you. You have to deal with the rules of the road on the water as well. See, that's probably where it had been cool if you would have knew what you're getting yourself into. If I don't know what I get myself into, I would have probably knew a little bit about the rules of the road, a little. And I had my peeps with me. My peeps were helping me out. But then it gets to the point where everybody just kind of, you know, zone out or go to sleep or do something else that's relaxing, because that's the whole point, right? To just relax and take in a little sun, do the whole ocean, lake, body, some body of water thing, being out in the water, on the water. That was the whole point and purpose. And so you have a new captain that's driving and don't know what they're doing. Guess what? Yeah. So after the wind started changing directions, and after I kind of just forgot or somehow didn't remember how to do everything that I was shown and taught to do that day, before actually going out. Yeah, I'm just spinning all over the place, trying to get control, just going one way, going the other way, trying to avoid hitting ships, trying to avoid hitting people, trying to just, I don't know what's going on. I'm just stressing. Just things are really, really, really stressful. And I'm just, and then finally, it got to the point where I just had enough. It was just too much work for me. It was hot. The wind was blowing all crazy. I didn't know how to control it. I didn't know which way was left. Didn't know which way was right. Trying to avoid hitting this bigger ship. Then trying to figure out where's the horn? How do I blow the horn? Who has the right of way? Do I have the right of way? Do they have the right of way? I'm a bigger ship. They're a bigger ship. Who? I don't know. Hey. Wake up. What do you need? It's not what I need. My heart's racing. I'm about to have a heart attack up here driving. Can someone else please drive? Can someone else please steer the ship? Can somebody else do this? I'm at my wit's end. I tried. This isn't what it was all cracked up to be. In fact, yeah. And this wasn't like this was an hour or so. This was almost 2 to 3 hours of me just, what I'm doing? I don't know. Shouldn't I be getting better? Shouldn't time help? Shouldn't doing the same thing over and over and learning from my mistakes and trying to correct it? Shouldn't that make me get better? Shouldn't that ease the pain? Shouldn't my heart rate be going this? Should I feel my heart pounding out of my chest? Should that big ship be coming at me? Am I on the right side? Whoa. This is too much. So yeah. Exactly. That's why I say, and I stand by this as I see it. You should experience being out on the water. Whatever kind of vehicle or thing that you use, except for raft, you're going to need some training with raft. But anything else, use the interweb, use Google, even go to YouTube and look at some videos, and let the videos help lead you into how to proceed further. Let the videos guide you. Let the videos guide you. And when you're letting the videos guide you, make sure you're not hacking like the former St. Louis Cardinal person. Yay, he got caught. The FBI caught him in the organization, basically more so less than him, cheating, hacking into another team's stuff, hacking into someone else's stuff. No good. And getting banned from baseball at the same time. Oh, and not to forget the jail time. Does that seem like a good idea? That's not a real question.